Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fatboy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
3.3. The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Not a, we call it a battle, just in a fun way. It we shouldn't give away our secrets here, but the battle is ultimately to see your responses on the TLCMotors.com text line, 72341.
It's a friendly little competition, little comp.
And also to watch Paige giggle, because this is a woman where, and this is what shows her purity, her pureness, her driven like the snow, or what is it? Like the driven snow. What does that mean? Driven snow would be like all murky and gray.
Yeah, dirty.
Nevertheless, to what she cannot contain herself, even if it's a real serious moment, she gets flustered giggling by something. She can't. She breaks character like hell, or corpsing, as they call it.
She has not heard these because Matt Mann and myself keep them in the same folder. So we might hear one back and forth.
Right.
But she don't know any of them.
And what's great about, well, one that I'm using in the future is when I go and save it in the folder, mm-hmm. I look. And because of the platform that I got it on, I can see that Fatboy had already liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's so how, like, you spy on me with half-naked women.
That's how the algorithm works. Like, you're basically, when you click on Explore or whatever, you're seeing what all your friends are looking at. Is the way they mirror that.
Uh-oh. That's why I got all these breastfeeding videos, because people are around me.
Sure. All your lady friends are pregnant, or your male friends are fetish freaks.
Want to make sure you're doing it right, fat boy?
And they always put music to it, too. I'm like, do you have to have music to the breastfeeding video? It's always some Indonesian chick, too, who's like sitting on a bunch of pillows. She's got a big knocker. She's about to shove in her kid's face.
Yeah. Those kids will soothe their moms in like 2060. They'll say, you know, the way the Nirvana kid was suing his parents or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Should have.
Why'd you put it on there, man?
Why'd you put the stuff out there?
Who wants to go first?
You want to go first?
Okay. I'm not starting off with a get you laughing real crazy. This is one of those that's like, wow. It's almost prophetic. like how I talked about my mom and being weirded out by the webcam being in front of you, and she put a piece of tape over it years and years ago. This is from
Hey,
Mama.
I wasn't it, though.
They Happy birthday. Do you remember an award show called the Yahoo, meaning the internet engine, search engine, Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards?
I actually don't.
Well, that was a thing in the year 1999, and the legend award went to a guy that I actually rejoined with a song by yesterday. His name was Prince.
Oh.
And this is the Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards. Listen to part of his speech.
Don't be fooled by the internet. It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix. There's a war going on, the battlefields in the mind. And the prize is the soul. So just be careful. Very good. Thank you.
26 years ago. Huh?
How would he see into that that far?
How did George Orwell see it? I mean, like,
do you think when some people try to see the full spectrum of what's going on, who are ahead of the trends?
Yeah,
it's just a guess, right? Like, that might be an educated guess, but some people like figure out like can narrow a focus. Like, no, this is where this is going. There's no other way it could go like any other way. Like, there's no variables in their mind.
Sure. But, I mean, like, think about it. That's why when he says that, you know, this is the infancy of the internet when he's saying 1999, like the song he had. They're at the Yahoo Internet Life Online Award Show. And that's what he's saying. That's why at the beginning, the people are like, oh, God. Like, we're at the Masters Championship, and y'all just said golf sucks. Like, I don't know if I should clap right now.
You know what makes sense? Because they say Prince's musical genius was his arrangement. How he could hear every instrument and how they came together.
Yeah.
Like, what went where.
That's just, I heard that again. Very old, 26 years, but just to think about how he knew that then. And a lot of people were saying that. But
insight.
The way he put that was, whew, that was good. Are you moved right now?
Looking a lot into the future.
Yeah.
I got one here that, you know, I love Alex Trebek. I miss him.
Ooh, sorry.
And I didn't know about these until I found them. A couple Jeopardy outtakes.
Ooh,
I thought Trebek was
good.
I didn't think he was, salty's not the right word, but.
Is it like the one where Mr. Rogers is flipping the bird and you find out, wow, that was real?
Let's just say I was shocked to hear this out of Trebek. I really, really was.
She drank the poison that Captain Hook intended for Peter Pan.
Tinkerbell!
Come. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and... No. Call now and play Phone Jeopardy.
There's just a few short outtakes, but the guy in the beginning, he says, do it again because she sounded too excited to give the answer. That's when he said blank him.
What? They recut Jeopardy?
Well, just outtakes from certain episodes that they put online.
Oh.
And then that's where he was trying to cut a promo to where you could play on the phone. That's when he was, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's the best stuff. That's the best stuff.
Which, that show sucks now. It's awful.
Really?
He was the show. He really was.
Why is it so bad? Is dull?
Well, Blossom sucked at it, I thought. But you don't want to be that middle person. The replacement. You want to be the replacement of the replacement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like when, you know, Roth replaced Stern, people hated him.
Well, God, what's the, like, I mean, I'm sure the ratings still do okay. I don't know, but, like, Price is Right. Like, has it been a thing since Bob's gone?
And they try to put it at prime time just to kind of boost it, I guess. And
yeah.
They do local. They do a traveling. Like, you can, you know, go compete for a prize. I don't think it's Drew Carey going around the country. It might be.
Well, God, I know. They come to Harrah's, and I think they came to the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. But I fear that – I shouldn't say fear. I'm pretty sure that Drew Carey wasn't his farm. All right.
There's a bait shop in a small Michigan town that's getting a lot of traffic A lot of people want to go buy merch at it. And the lady that runs the bait shop is a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. She's kind of getting tired of the traffic.
Uh-oh.
She gets calls, too. And you'll see why when you hear this little news story out of Michigan.
Recently, an explosion of interest here downriver and beyond in a catchy slogan right on the side of a bait and tackle spot. You'll have to get your mind out of the gutter for this story. Your one-way ticket to Pound Town.
I went to Pound Town today. I went to Pound Town on the D. Pound Town on the Dirty D is another saying.
There's a lot of pounding going on downriver.
I couldn't even give you a number.
Tens of thousands?
Probably.
That's tens of thousands of shirts Christy Newman's family-owned bait and tackle shop have sold with this logo on it. So what does it really mean?
We used to always say, oh, we're going to Pound Town. You're pounding the jigs off the bottom. You're pounding the fish. Pound Town.
I guess I can swap my beanie out for this hat. Now that I know the real meaning of Pound Town, the merch is on sale in-store and online just in time for the holidays.
What does she mean by swap my beanie out?
That's what I was thinking. In the like in the video, she takes her...
She put on a Pound Town hat?
Yeah, she did.
On the Dirty D.
I've never heard anybody fishing saying they're going to Pound Town.
Never. Uh-uh. But that sounded northeast. You're going to Pound Town.
You want to pound the jigs, pound the fish, pound them all.
Whose turn is it?
You know what? Let me go. Because, you know, we only got a couple
don't
left.
Don't concede.
No, we only got a couple left. Okay. I don't think it's going to match up to the finale.
Okay.
But if you're a prankster who likes to mess with the intercom systems at your various home-to-do warehouses, whatever.
Home stores.
Yeah. Home-to-do-it-yourself.
Home-to-do.
Home what yourself do they call, though? Like, what do you call a Lowe's or a Home Depot? It's a...
DIY.
No?
Well...
I don't know. It's like a big... there's some word for it. Text in. Paige will give you her phone number.
These guys don't do a funny name, and they don't fart in the microphone, but he leaves a rather vile message for the customers of this.
They are home improvement companies.
Yeah!
Oh, there you go. That's what it is.
Paige, give yourself your phone number.
Okay, I'll give it to me.
You win.
This guy got... Before he got thrown out, he snuck into a phone and commandeered the intercom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Big Tommy M, the Long Island Ferry Jumper. I just wanted to let you all know that I just my pants.
Get out of my seat.
What?
Get out of my seat.
Guys, now. Now. Get out.
I'm trying to find freaking paper.
Why are you so mad?
The lady.
Why are you so mad?
The lady's trying to run at him when she realizes what's going on. And
she said,
says,
"Get out of my chair."
Yeah, get out of my seat.
Get out of my seat.
The other lady who works with her is like pointing towards the exit, telling him to get out.
I mean, I know time and place and stuff, but you know, if you're in that store right then, you are loving that. You're loving it.
Like if I heard, you know, somebody was looking for the Stiddy's family. I would laugh.
Where's E Norma at?
E Norma. Attention customers, we're looking for E Norma Stiddies.
Any of the Stiddies. Any Stiddies in Sky City.
Good Lord.
God, but get out of my seat. Get out of my seat. I like his laugh too. He's like, I just blanked my pants.
The intercom used to have a code. It was hard to get. Now it seems like you just walk up to it and use it.
Yeah. All right.
God.
If you didn't think any of that was, not that that all was funny, I mean, pretty much everything was past the Prince thing, but this right here, you remember during COVID, people were locked down and all that stuff, and a lot of people they turned into internet stars, and they would video themselves dancing as that dancing revolution came. Well, here's one that maybe you've not heard yet. It's very short. I imagine we're going to play it several times. This is a woman in Sussex, UK, during COVID, doing home karaoke by herself, singing the great song Crazy by, as Fatboy calls, Gnarls Barkley. Here's her rendition, and notice there is an echo effect on this because that's how she's got her karaoke set up. So enjoy this.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Why she immediately goes back to the microphone too.
How bad did that microphone stink, man?
God.
Oh my God.
Everything about it, like, it starts off like she's singing it pretty good. There's a little bit of like soul in that. Farts, the echo, and then she phone back up to her face and goes, ah!
She didn't think about it.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Oh,
God.
Oh, gross. So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You pick, Fat Boy. I mean, they're all anonymous. So you've talked to these people. I have no clue which anonymous is maybe better than the other.
Let's go to this one. This could be real interesting.
I think.
Various anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now. How are you guys doing? I love listening to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's you're the first one of the day. I guess just pour out what's going on with you, and then we'll try to give you that advice.
Okay. So let me just start this out by saying I love my wife.
There we go. Do you have the t-shirt and bumper sticker to prove it?
You better.
I need it. I have it on the calendar. It's all that. Yeah. I'm just going to say during COVID, she spun a little downhill. She went down the conspiracy train on a lot of things. And most recently at our Christmas party, my company Christmas party, she occupied a table with a couple of her conspiracy theories. And it got to the point where it was...
Everyone in the room is looking a hole through me right now. Because I'm known for that slightly.
Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, I respect it, but, you know, she was worried about COVID, and then she thought COVID was something that was created by the media, and then it was something that was created by the Gates Foundation, and then CV-19 ended up being fake, and it was progressively worse. And then she moved on to telling everybody about the moon landing was fake. And she brought up question that the moon even exists, because that's another conspiracy that she thinks it's a projection of some kind. And some people very, you know, in a very Southern respectful way were nodding and smiling and agreeing, but they weren't really agreeing. And it was really embarrassing, the point where, you know, I we eventually just had to leave because she'll talk about how 9/11 was an inside job. The FBI killed JFK. Michelle Obama was born as a man.
Well,
I mean, famous Hollywood stars are pedophiles. The world is flat. I mean, and don't even get me started about Prince Charles being a vampire or UFOs. God. So it's
covered the gamut.
Yeah. God. Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, which she doesn't even think the Titanic actually sank. So,
oh, no.
I don't know exactly what to do or how to handle it, but she's spending a great deal of her free time going down this road, and I'm almost concerned, and I'm talking because she's in the other room sleeping right now. But I'm kind of concerned that it's becoming a mental illness of some kind.
Not to mention at your work party, which is kind of putting a target on you at work.
Yeah, exactly. I have apologized. I've even gone so far as to write an apology email to my boss.
Oh, wow.
Which he thankfully accepted and patted me on the back and said he's been there, but I don't know that he has. You know, I'm kind of concerned for her mental health, but also it's just.
Let me ask you this. Any particular thing that she's brought up, have any of those resonated with you? Or were you like, look, because I'll tell you, a couple of those that you mentioned, I somewhat agree. I don't know to the extent that she thinks, but. Certain, there's some validity to a couple things you did say there.
Well, I mean, the thing that I'll admit to is, you know, I mean, COVID conveniently started next to the COVID Wuhan lab clinic. Yeah, I mean, like somebody got that illness, walked into the meat market, and the whole thing started. And, you know, science was very good at giving us the cure that science created the problem for. So, yeah, I mean, I got that kind of idea, but I mean, I don't think that because of the super collider in France or Switzerland has sucked the earth into a black hole and we're currently in a black hole.
Oh, yes, you think
like
so.
I
think the problem is that there is, I don't even want to say the name of the documentary, but there's a very infamous documentary that when I watched it, it was not a conspiratorial documentary. It was more of a real history kind of documentary about the last 75 years, I guess, of America. And it's jaw-dropping, and it's real. And when you watch that, it kind of makes you look at everything else through a different set of lenses.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm talking about like the military-industrial complex that exists, and that it really opens your eyes to a lot. So you're like, "But I was told this in school, and I was graded on this, and this is what everyone says is happening."
Yeah,
and it kind of makes you kind of look at everything sideways.
And everything's a lie. You doubt everything you're told.
I think that YouTube, and this is even a conspiracy. I think YouTube was used against this country and TikTok during COVID to push a lot of this stuff to make us lose a little bit of our patriotism about this country. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
But some of the other stuff, though, is, you know, it's all about.
That could come down to a couple of people.
Which
is, like, you know, when you talk about platforms and, you know, who's running these and operating them.
Yeah.
You know, like a couple of people can decide what the masses, you know, kind of take in. The severity of this guy's wife is she's one of those people that. She doesn't only present it, she has to like convince you to believe it too. That's got to be tough.
Well, we were going to visit friends in Denver, and she threw a fit about land. You've heard this one too, I guess. Like how it's an Illuminati headquarters.
The airport. Yeah. There's some weird murals in there though, you got to admit.
Well, I mean, we almost didn't go, and then she wanted to drive. And, you know, I mean, because she didn't want to land in the airport because she was afraid she was going to be cataloged by the Illuminati. And I'm like, honey, like, please, let's just fly into the thing and give it a chance. And Yeah. I don't know. It felt like every other confusing airport that I've ever been in my life. So, you know, I mean, it just...
It's like a never-ending battle because she's always going to be looking for the next one.
And they also, in a lot of those YouTube videos, they actually put it in there that, like, and when you talk to your friends and family about this, they're going to call you crazy or whatever, but
exactly.
Remain true. And so they're already, like, pre-programmed to expect you to call them crazy. But then again, you got to look back at 200 years ago in America where every... Generally speaking, every large city, even to medium-sized city, had a big-ass insane asylum. Yeah. So it's almost like everybody that didn't agree with the narrative, that they just throw them in the insane asylum because there were so many and they were so grand. And like, why was so much done about mental health then? But now we act like we care about mental health, but there's no... I'm not asking for people to be lobotomized and all this stuff, but we're just like, well, we just check it off with a pill now.
Yeah, how do you fix it?
And the reality is that this, you know, mental illness in America is in the world is rampant. It's part of it, and there just isn't enough help because you know, I mean, she won't go talk to a therapist because she's afraid that the therapist is going to have a different opinion than she does about the earth being sucked into a black hole. And I mean, it's like, and you know, I've gone down the physics road of, well, if that has happened, there's literally nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah, do you think that's what a lot of people think? And that's why they act so like
they've given almost up?
Not given up, but like how people are so like, unneededly rowdy, you know, like the way, you know, all this crap that happens, like, oh, for instance, the subway lady. I mean, just sat, I didn't even say it, burned alive on a subway.
Yeah.
Like, is that the mindset where people are like, all right, we're all in a black hole. This, none of this, we're in a matrix, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's all fake. God, what a, that's an awful mindset.
Some people say that's, you know, this guy's wife. What if it starts to, you know, bleed into her personal life?
Well, it has.
As far as
he
like,
had to apologize to his boss.
Well, I mean, it was like as far as like what she starts to believe about him.
Oh, sure.
About you, sir. What you may or may not do.
Wow.
Oh, and yeah. I mean, it's the thing is it seems like she reads a conspiracy or watches a YouTube video on a conspiracy, and it takes nothing for her to believe it, and it takes everything for me to even have the other side of the opinion about. Well, maybe this isn't true. You know, like 9/11 conspiracy. I was in New York and during 9/11, and I believe that it was not a conspiracy at all.
Yeah.
You know, I was there when everything went down, and she believes that it was an inside job. And I just
see that's one that,
for my own patriotism, can't accept that. You know what I mean? Like
that's the one that can be real offensive to a lot of people because you know everybody, you know, and COVID. But, you know, this is on a different scale because everybody experienced it together, if you were there or not, you know, obviously to certain degrees. But, you know, that's one that's real offensive.
And so many people lost their lives and they were just doing their job during the day.
Exactly.
Man, I tell you what, if you can hold through, great. If you can't, keep listening. And we will talk about this more. And I already see calls coming in. And but just... Hold on one second. If you have to go, though, just keep listening. And
I can hold on.
Okay, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Probably started with suicidal shrimp and just went downhill from there.
What's
which is a fun one.
That's the thing, though, is like the stuff that started off real baby steps, like fluoride in the water or, you know, this, like I always use the example of my mom with the webcam. She put the tape over her webcam because she was afraid someone's going to be watching her. And then... When that stuff is validated,
hey,
Mama, down the road, then you're like, well, crap, maybe that is, maybe Antarctica is an ice wall that surrounds the entire world.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, I don't know what this guy's wanting to talk about, but Fatboy, you popped for whatever it was he said off the air, so it must have been a...
Yeah, it's interesting. If it's what he says is true, I'm going to hold him to it.
Is he talking about the country or the former professional wrestler?
Oh, my goodness. Find out.
Christopher was stuck in China for 5 years. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Batman.
Hey, Christopher. Can I call you Chris?
Yes, sir. That's
Can
fine.
I call you Topher?
Either or. It doesn't matter.
You know, there's that guy, Topher Grace, and that's what it's short for. It's Christopher.
Some of my friends call me Blue because I wear a ridiculous amount of it.
Blue?
But yeah, actually, I spent the last six years, well, since 2019. I've been back about 6 months.
God.
Got stuck in China, man.
What meaning? Were you in the military?
No, actually, I was. I worked for the Navy many, many moons ago, but I was in Italy during that time. That was in like 2005.
Oh, wow.
But in 2019, I finished a contract down in Charleston for Boeing.
Uh-huh.
And I had some money, and I was like, you know what? I always wanted to see the Great Wall and stuff, and I contacted a friend, and he's like, yeah, you have a college degree in electronic engineering. You can come teach English, science, and math and get paid and then move from city to city. Well, okay. I get there. And about 6 months in, COVID happened. I was there day one.
Were you close to where it happened, like Wuhan?
Oh, gosh.
No, I was in the Guangdong province.
Okay.
But as soon as it happened, the entire country... Well, I guess what people don't understand, yes, it's a communist country, but it's like communist-like.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean?
That's a good question.
I mean, communist-like...
It's communist light because they lean heavily towards capitalism and towards American style capitalism.
Okay.
with their communist stuff. So
okay,
it's not a give and take on that.
Now let me ask you this real quick though: is it? It's not a stretch to believe. I'm not going to ask that. All right, go ahead. Did you know anybody at work for Nike over there?
Ooh.
Go on, I met all kinds of things like that. Yes.
Okay, and is it true? Like they live there too, and they
it's the land of knockoffs, man. I can promise you that.
Oh, interesting.
I've seen like actual Gucci stuff made there, and then I've seen their knockoffs that look almost as good, but they change like a letter.
Fucci.
Like they have. Oh yeah, Gucci.
Hey, he gave us COVID. Fucci did.
Now we've heard tales of we've heard tales of dogs. Are there dogs, available to eat?
Oh, stop.
We've heard that. For real.
In the rural areas. I hate that word, rural.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It is.
Rural.
But in the rural areas, yes.
Rural. Who's the
English teacher?
The rural. Yeah, you're an English teacher. Listen at you. Rural juror. Say it, rural juror.
Rural juror.
And first of all, I'm an electronics engineer. I was teaching English, science, and math.
Oh,
all right?
Okay.
That's too much.
Still a teacher, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
still a teacher. Rural is hard.
You're stuck
rural
over there juror. During COVID, right when it started. And
yes, sir.
What's the what was their reason?
They locked us in our apartments. They put cameras in front of everybody's apartment door.
What?
So as soon
well,
as
they
you
make
open
them
your
there.
Apartment,
that's easy.
Yeah,
but as soon as you left,
I saw a dude leave, and then like a red van rolled up. And, like, the medical Gestapo snatches you up and put you in a van. And then I never saw the guy come back. So I was like, all right, I'll just stay in my apartment.
But they had the dogs patrolling the streets, right? The robot dogs.
No, it got really bare. I remember I was sitting on my balcony teaching across to another balcony. Some kids, I had flashcards.
Oh, my God.
And their mom would, like... Their mom would like tie a bag of like dumplings to a really long like mop and like hand me over food.
Wow.
Once a week, the government would drop off like a bunch of like a bag of rice, a bag of noodles, and questionably ripe vegetables. I mean, they took a hit before they got there.
Yeah.
You know?
So you didn't try to reach out to like, you know, embassy or anything like that?
I did, but there was nobody at the embassy.
Oh, God.
So what, family here, like nobody like raised a ruck? Like how did you ultimately get out?
Well, after 2 years of being like 2.5 years, like you guys had it easy, man. I remember watching videos of you guys here in America, and I was like, man, these guys are just going outside. they're like, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm free. And I'm like, man, that must be nice.
Did you have a girlfriend there?
I had a girlfriend there. Yeah.
Do you miss her?
Yeah. You know what? If I put it this way, to think about it, I like yes.
Yeah.
I do miss her. I miss part of that life because I had no choice, you know?
True.
And then being stuck there, you build up a debt that they will not let. They hold your passport until you pay back your debt.
Oh, God.
What?
All of that.
You know what?
So,
I'm not thinking that's a bad thing, actually, now that I think about it. Because we get all these... MFs over here like, running in and out of the country with like over there, them in New Zealand, they got it figured out.
Well, I tell you what, man, I can promise you this. I've been to like so many different countries, but that was the one time in my life that I literally was like, oh my God, I love my country so much more than I ever have ever. You could, like, I almost cry about it. I remember when I landed in LAX.
Yeah.
I only had enough money to make it back to LA. Not even, and I didn't even know my mom was living up here in Greenville.
Wow.
And
so you went
I didn't
home.
Even know she got.
Oh, my God. You get back from China,
you
fly into LAX,
nobody's there.
And they move to. See, there was a mass exodus. Everybody in California in the know left. And
all right, first of all, I'm not from California, but.
Well, pardon me.
I'm originally from the Chickasaw Reservation in Oklahoma.
Hey.
But I spent a lot of time in South Carolina, but mostly Charleston.
Well, we won't hold that against you.
God, you could have taught a bunch of stuff, man. You could have taught, you know, Native American history.
I promise you guys this, dude. You got, like, when I come walking through LAX when I first got back to America, and there's this huge American flag.
What?
I got, like, a little, like, I got, like...
Did you get teary-eyed?
Excited and flat.
Oh, he said flag.
I got teary-eyed, and then there was this huge line to get through customs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like 200 people back of the line.
You're like, oh,
you know,
God,
like
I hope they don't find all these fake Nikes I brought back with me.
What yeah, well, this lady walked up and she goes, hey, is there any American citizens in this line? And I, like, my hand never got any higher than it has ever been.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're like Statue of Liberty holding up the torch.
Hell yeah.
What if he had, like, a Chinese, like, a bowl haircut, you know, and you're like, eh. He'd been there so long it's stuck.
Like, yeah. They're like, did you start bowing to people rather than shaking hands? Or no, I'm messing with you. Hey, welcome back.
Basically, what I did, I raised my hand, and they took me to customs, and this the police officer looked at my passport, and he goes, welcome back, Christopher. And that's when I started crying.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
That's
great. That's great.
I got to cut you off because we don't have all day, but that really was a good story.
We really did. If we were in China, we'd have like 12 more hours of show to do.
I mean, they already asked you to cover too much. You got to teach three subjects.
That's true.
To Chinese kids who probably just, you know, spitballing you.
Yeah.
Lollygagging, not caring.
Any of them ever karate chop you when they'd get past, you know, they didn't pass a class or something? All right, I'm being generalizing right now. Thank you, sir. God bless America. Thank you.
Ni hao mo.
All right.
Look
at this text right here. And it's really true. Y'all get giddy when you get to talk to people from other countries. You have so many questions, really. Yeah. I mean, it's because, you know, you don't, not that you don't trust the stuff you read on the internet, but again, I almost said this during his call. I hearken back to when we or whoever went to war over in Ukraine. And we're watching the news and they're talking about the country's been shaken to their core, and we go on the Snapchat map.
Oh yeah,
and there's people in the Ukraine at nightclubs, disco and this stuff. While you know, I'm not saying it, but it's a country. Like, so if West Coast is on fire right now, we're not suffering over here. We're going to be discoing.
It was odd. If Canada tried to take over Seattle, and then we're just down here living a normal life, but there's like a war going on there,
right? Like a real war.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, they're going to be the 51st state, I understand. That's what I read.
Well, look, who's in the running for the... Look, there's four territories in the running for two spots. Yeah. Puerto Rico, D.C., Canada.
Greenland. Soon to be called Trumpland.
Can't buy it all. I'm going to try it.
It's got a
Trumpland.
It rolls right. Trumpland.
He's got fragrances now. I saw that over the weekend. There's Trump watches. There's Trump fragrances.
Bibles, guns, knives, and tennis shoes.
See, they buy it up.
Donald's secret. Briefs for men.
Do you like underwear? Do you have big nuts? You don't know where to put them. We've got the big
biggest
pockets.
Balls in the room.
Oh my
big,
God.
Very big.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference.
3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.